This is KCUR 89.3. One outcome of the elections that we know already is that the makeup of the Kansas legislature will be different. Now KCUR's Sam Zeff and Amy Jeffries tackle a question about what that could mean for a state law that would allow guns on college campuses.
Here's the question from Cynthia in Leawood. Is it possible that Kansas will elect enough moderates to reverse the open carry gun policies in Kansas, especially on college campuses? Would Brownback veto such a measure? What I think she's actually asking about is concealed carry, not open carry. But Sam, you've been following this. Give us some background.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what Cynthia is saying right now. It is illegal to carry a weapon on a college campus, a public college campus in Kansas. Also, I need to note that it's the same as for most public buildings. But in 2012, the legislature decided to change that to make conceal and carry with a permit. Now, this is going to change as the story goes on.
Okay.
But in 2012, the original legislation was if you have a permit that you can conceal and carry on a college campus. This was battled viciously by the Kansas Board of Regents and other educators, but it passed through the legislature. To let locals prepare, they decided that they would delay implementation until July 1st, 2017. Then in 2015, the legislature threw a little bit of a curveball, and they did away with any licensing of guns in Kansas. So, as the law stands now, when implemented on July 1st, 2017, anybody over the age of 21 who can legally own a firearm can conceal and carry that firearm on any Kansas College campus that is a public school and any public building, city hall, libraries. And here's another thing we don't talk about very much, but there's any number of municipally owned hospitals in Kansas. They, too, would have to allow conceal and carry, as would the KU Med Center and KU Hospital in Kansas City, Kansas.
Right. So back to Cynthia's question, what are the chances the legislature will repeal that law on concealed carry on college campuses or otherwise?
We can't really put too much of a number on it until we know who is going to be in the legislature following the election. However, we do know this, that a lot of conservatives lost in the primary to be replaced by moderate Republicans. Perhaps the most important person who lost his primary was a state senator from Altoona, Kansas, named Forrest Knox. He was the driving force behind a lot of this legislation that opened up gun laws in Kansas. So now we know we have moderates coming in, and they have openly talked about what are they going to do about this conceal and carry law. And I completely believe that there will be a move to roll that law back. Will that succeed? I think it depends on how many Democrats are elected in the election that's just coming up. And if you get, I think, a lot more Democrats in there, I think there is at least a 50-50 chance that it can be rolled back.
But we do indeed have to count the votes first. If the legislature does move to roll back conceal and carry on campuses or otherwise, what would Governor Brownback do?
Well, Governor Brownback is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. He signed the laws that we've talked about here. But he hasn't talked about what will happen in the future. He oftentimes is hard to pin down on things that are going on right now. So there's been no discussion with him about what might happen. But he is a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment, always has been.
And that might tell you something.
That probably should tell you something.
If you've got questions about what the elections could mean, our statewide team wants to hear it. Send us your questions at kcur.org/kselectionsq.